Penn State is calling on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to rescind its proposed policy to deport international students unless they take in-person classes in the fall. WPSU's Min Xian reports.
Jessica Kim is an international student from Indonesia and studies supply chain at Penn State. Kim says she has been losing sleep worrying about her education and potential deportation in the middle of a pandemic.
I have some sort of safety in State College just because this is a small town and most of the college students are gone. But being put back in Jakarta would mean I would be more at risk for the virus.
Kim says ICE is making international students hostages as colleges debate plans for the fall.
They're talking about how they just want the U.S. economy to open as fast as possible. They think they're just using international students as a bargaining chip, and their real target is universities.
In a written message, Penn State President Eric Barron said the proposed policy is harmful and would have disastrous impact. The university is asking for it to be struck down and is supporting the lawsuit brought by Harvard and MIT against the Department of Homeland Security. An online petition asking Penn State to maintain in-person classes to avoid the deportation of international students has gathered more than 7,000 signatures. Alicia Chang and Josie Chen contributed to this report. I'm Min Xian, WPSU.